Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
And you certainly are in love with him here in Louisville. Marcus in the open floor. Hops. Incredible.
Get up, get up, get up, get up. Let's get ready for Marcus Maven. You're about midway to the midday with Marcus Maven. And you can call in, I lay back and just listen to Marcus Maven. So sit back and relax and watch Maven.
Break it down like this. Woo!
Broadcasting live from the OPC Pest Services Studio. Time for Middays with Marcus Maven on 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Marcus Maven and Steve Rummage.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I guess we need to have a little fun. The retirement of Russ Smith's jersey will be tomorrow. So let's try to have a little fun today on this Friday. Steve Rummage in the building, Nikki V in the booth.
Yeah, and then, you know, on top of it, it's big game for the Cards. So, and which I guess every game
it's
at this point.
It's a huge game.
Yeah, it is a big game.
That was a great correction. Every game is a big game, especially in late January when we gave up 7.
Yeah. Yeah. So here we go, man.
I don't like what you did. I don't like what we just did. I don't like the deep breath that we just took. The big sigh. Did I ruin everybody's mood this morning?
No.
Did I bring my frustration in?
No.
How so?
I've had an insanely frustrating morning. So,
tell me about your morning, Steve.
Okay. Just getting the baby ready. Just look, he's pottying now, so we're in the middle of that. Then just had to take him to Shepherdsville and then get back here, and then just there's a lot going on, and he's moody at the same time. Mm-hmm. So
Naturally moody.
Yeah, just a lot going on.
Okay.
Yeah, but I made it.
Fair enough. Then Nikki, how's your morning been going?
They want the boot.
There it is. Couldn't find the freaking sounder. It's actually okay. I woke up a little earlier than usual. Mrs. had to leave early, and instead of doing my normal, I'll go back to bed and then wake up even more tired. It's like, no, we're breaking the cycle, damn it. So,
did you fix your hair today?
No, I'm not wearing a hat, and I had bedhead that was manageable.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it kind of looks like I kind of fixed it a little bit. But also,
interesting.
It's interesting you mentioned that, Steve. I've been having a pretty good morning. I was listening to Brandon Lang on my way in here. And Brandon's the voice of Parsley Waldman.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed a lot more forehead. This is the first.
Oh God!
This is the first day this
week. Oh no, Nikki!
That I'm not wearing my hat, my little ski hat that Pops knit for me, which is awesome. I just left it hanging up at home, and my head was like, you ever like wear a hat too long and your hair kind of hurts?
Yeah.
Like so, my whole head hurt yesterday. My glasses, my hat was just messing with my giant melon cabeza. So I was like, something needs to change. So I'll just go hatless today. And as I'm brushing my teeth, I look up and I'm like, "There's more of you than I remember."
I mean, I just embrace that. So,
Yeah, but you look good in your Nike hat.
Yeah, I know. Well, I got my Kenny Payne shirt on.
Yeah, no,
shout out T-shirt hooligans.
Wait.
No, but I made my hair.
Let me make sure the YouTube's up and running. Nice T-shirt. Shout out.
I love that T-shirt. By the way.
I know. So it's very comfortable.
So this it looks soft. This shout out T-shirt hooligans.
This is what I did, Nikki, Steve. This is what I did. I watched the game, Boston College and University of Louisville. I forgot my school for a second. Boston College and Louisville.
The president does that too.
By the way, really quick, I do want to say University of Louisville interim president Lori Gonzalez says the search for a permanent athletic director may be completed before the search of a permanent university president, which she says may take up to 18 months. So that's nice.
Because clearly athletic director is more important.
It is to me. I don't. I don't really care who the president is. I do, in fact, care who the athletic.
But we're learning that.
I do care who the athletic director is.
But we're starting to learn. And I know I'm not near the microphone. Don't worry about it.
I was going to say, should I mess with the levels here?
I'm learning that.
Are we doing a thing?
That a neutered athletic director.
Yes.
Is not an athletic director at all.
It's fair. But at this university, we just take what we can get. Also,
we take what they give us.
Yeah. Also, out of the little meeting this morning, Louisville interim athletic director Josh Hurd says U of L is close to creating a name, image, and likeness department to support his number one priority, which is putting U of L in the best position possible to attract the best talent in
recruiting.
On
Friday, January 21st, the year of our Lord,
mm-hmm.
2022.
Okay.
We're just now doing that.
You know what? Maybe we should get involved with this NIL stuff.
Who was on this committee, and did they put out a local search? Texters, I know you can't hear me. Listen. Texters, I was talking to God. This conversation was between me, Steve, and God. So I was nowhere near the microphone. I think only the YouTubers could see that, but I'm frustrated, Texter. Okay, I know this is my job. I'm trying to be the shepherd.
Okay.
I think I'll just go walk the earth. Can you have a clean version of that speech?
Which one?
On Pulp Fiction when he says
Ezekiel 25:17.
No, when he says I'm trying to be the shepherd, when he tries to like literally say I can't. He said I'm gonna be a bum. he said I'll just walk the earth.
I can maybe try.
Don't even try because I fear the language. Just don't even worry about it.
It's sad that like it's the only Bible verse I know like
from start to finish because of Pulp Fiction.
Because it was on my little iPad iPod shuffle.
Terribly sad.
It is really sad. Like you can grab it. Educate me.
You can go ahead and grab that.
That was my pregame. That was my pregame ritual. I had it on my iPod and I would play that before every game. And then we'd get beat by six to Vanderbilt.
Yeah, you earned it.
This is a great point. It takes 18 months for us to find a president of the university, but it takes one day for us to vote for the president of the United States. Makes sense.
Is this going to be a moody Friday?
Somebody said, so Josh is going to be the AD? I'm watching Yellowstone. Well, I just caught up. I'm all caught up on Yellowstone now. But there's a point there where there's a new sheriff, and the sheriff's like, he's like, well, you know, he says something about sheriff, and the sheriff's like, well, interim sheriff. And he goes, yeah, we all know what that leads to. Like, I was like, right? I'm watching this show like, right?
Did you hear what the president said about Martin Luther King?
Okay. I don't.
Never mind.
I don't know that he puts much coherent anything out. So, yeah.
West End Wayne, thanks for joining us on 93.9 Fire Away.
Hey, Nick's happy.
How you doing? Good, fellas?
Feeling good.
Hey.
Good. Hey, we call it Dead Friday or Pissed Off Friday or whatever, okay, however you want to call it.
Just the first segment.
Okay. Hey, I feel like me as a fan that I've been robbed for the course of the season for a couple different reasons in basketball, starting with the 6-game suspension, that put us behind dearly. But I really feel robbed in the fact that we had a diamond over there on the bench in Sidney Curry that makes the whole team so much better with ball movement and inside presence. And his passing ability would turn these guys into, like, Sam, back into ball players of what he's capable of doing. I mean, he's already starting to bring it with the dunk, coming in and dunking it. So with Sid, giving him the ball, man, and he can see those little alley-oops and things that he can pass to the guys is going to be wide open, where Malik don't even really look, man. And I hate to pick on Malik, man, because I'm sure he's a good kid and everything, man, but, you know, he's so injured up, man. And he's not even really a five. He's never been a five. He never wanted to play five when he come in. So I feel robbed there, Marcus, Steve, and I also feel robbed that it's took our football coach this long to recognize this is not at stake. You know, you got to do some different things here than what you done there, and they let it go that long, and they couldn't see that the problem was size and talent. You cannot win here like that with not some big rear ends on the line. That's just the way it is, guys. We all know it. I played, Steve played, and, you know. But I just feel robbed of a lot of different things, and mainly starting with Sidney Curry. He's a heck of a player, but he's not the only jewel we got over there. With his presence, that would have brought along Withers game back, Sam, and even Rose over there. He didn't get enough. And it's just wrong for Mac to think that way, and whatever his reasons being, I don't agree with it, man. You got to let these young kids play. Yeah, they're going to make mistakes on defense, and that's his big motto. If you don't play defense, you're not playing. Well, coach, if you don't score, you ain't winning either. So it can go both ways. But anyway, hey, have a great weekend, fellas. I love listening to the show. Y'all bring a lot to the sport. For the fans, and Nikki, you do a good job, and God bless y'all.
Appreciate that call,
man.
Leo, could you hang on a second? No. Tell him hang on for a second. I want you on this microphone for a second. Can I get your attention?
Yes, I'm ready.
Did you hear West End Wayne talking about the
defense wins championships, but it's BS if you can't score.
Okay, so we're gonna have to come up with a name. Do you have a quick name of the Vent Session Fridays? Like, what are we gonna call it?
Frustration Friday.
Frustration. God. Damn, he's good.
Yeah, he's good.
Damn, he's good.
He's good. He's a good producer.
Good job, yes. Nikki.
He's a good producer. Terrible human. Good producer.
Frustration Friday. Frustration Friday.
He's great human.
I came in here today. Listen, I know people weren't happy with, you know, like I said, we try to be positive, and sometimes we get a little snarky but we always give our disclaimers. I'm sure these kids are good kids and all this good stuff, and you know, program Coach Mack is trying his best, and you know, the reason I started calling it blind spots is because I know you don't intend to do this, right? But Nikki, what I showed you this morning. This is West End Wayne's point. When you say you've been robbed out of seeing some inexperienced but very talented players. Mm-hmm. Wayne, I have no choice but to agree with you wholeheartedly. Now, Nikki, I showed you video of a specific player, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Can confirm.
Give me the when I showed you the isolated camera,
right,
of this guy moving around, you could see where I'm coming from at a different level.
You broke it down.
Okay,
and you pointed out the good things that happened,
uh-huh,
when they were there, but it was about a 3-1 negative to positive ratio.
I think it's more like 9-1, but
trying to be,
I know you're trying to be nice.
Trying to be a little, yeah.
We looked at Malik, right?
Right.
We looked at him walk.
Yeah.
Just, I mean, lazily walk on the court. We watched him get blown around in 3 minutes, what, three times?
Yeah.
Just blown right around.
Yeah.
Three times in a three people. I made Nikki watch. You ever like game real hard and you just make your girlfriend or your wife watch this, just, you know, and no matter how frustrated, like, you know, they don't want to watch you game, right? But sometimes you just like, babe, just watch me. You know what I'm saying?
This is poetry.
Yeah, watch me bust this dude on Madden. Watch me, you know, work this Call of Duty fool. You know, it's just, and we know as guys, we know she doesn't want to watch this. But when she does watch it, we know on the inside she's doing this for us. Right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I knew Nikki has stuff to do. But I made Nikki and Steve watch isolated film.
Yeah, these donuts weren't going to eat themselves, Marcus. Let me tell you.
For 2.5 minutes of live basketball, I made Steve and Nikki watch Malik walk, get blown around, set 5 of the worst, laziest screens.
Terrible.
You have ever seen in your life.
Terrible.
So me just talk. Listen.
When he actually put a body on somebody.
When he actually put a body on somebody.
Yeah.
Which there were a couple.
Hey, y'all, I watched Malik run full speed.
Yeah, let's just do it. Let's call him, but let's just bash him.
And point up at the rim.
There's only one word to describe you.
Oh, dear God.
I'm gonna spell it out for you.
What is this? Oh, no. Oh, no.
A little wrestling action.
I wasn't going to say that.
I knew it was coming.
I was doing basketball analysis.
See, I loved it because I know Marcus don't like to call people that, and I knew what was coming, so I was just watching it happen. No. Watching him listen, yeah. Watching you. I'm like, yes, it's gonna be great.
I know that's it. Yeah,
you should have cut him.
Okay. I'm being a little too.
Because, well, I will say, I don't think Malik is soft.
Yeah, he's not soft.
No.
But listen,
yeah. I mean, that's funny.
That was more for comedy.
When he pointed up at the rim. Jalen Withers had the ball at half court, right?
What are you going to do with it if I throw it?
What are you going to do with that basketball?
I'm going to throw it off the glass.
Listen, people, I'm going to show you.
Now, Steve Enoch? Yeah, I'm throwing that.
I'm going to show you this 2 minutes, 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
We didn't appreciate Steve.
I know. Steve, man, that's why I mess with you, Steve.
I know, man.
No. You don't know.
Oh, I don't.
You don't know.
I don't.
Do you know?
I'm glad you
do like you me. Know this morning?
I live a fun life.
Do you know this morning, Steve? You know exactly what I thought this morning? I'm going to call Pops Lock. I'm going to call Pops Enoch. Sorry.
Yeah, Pops Enoch. Yeah.
I'm going to call Pops Enoch.
Yeah.
And just holler at him.
I know.
And just say, man, we should have got more out of your boy.
Dude.
Okay. Malik's pointing up at this rip. I mean, y'all, like, I'm not being this guy. But y'all know good and well, he is doing absolutely nothing with an alley-oop from half court from Jalen Withers, and there's a guard right up under him.
Is anybody on this team?
There's a – yes.
Ooh, okay.
That's the problem. But you're watching him, and there's a guard up under him. So we know he is not jumping where there's a obstacle anywhere around his legs. And that's saying it nicely. Right? But here's the problem. Jalen Withers knows this is a bad pass. Knows it can't make it here. Right? He knows it. Sorry.
Yeah.
It's Dwan.
Dwan Wheaton?
Yeah. Wheaton hit me up.
he's probably like, is Rummage happy?
Listen.
Can I get some love now?
Listen.
God, Russ's jersey's going up.
That's funny.
I know.
Listen, he cocks the ball back and just flames it at Malik, right? Of course it gets deflected, right? And then Malik was like, you should have threw it up. You should have threw it up, right? About 2 seconds later, hey, throw it up again. Like, he's making sure everybody in the gym knows that Jalen Withers should have threw that ball up, right? When everybody on the planet will look at each other, and again, this is me talking about locker rooms. What do you think Jalen Williams would say to somebody else? What was he going to do with it? And I'm joking, but I'm not. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you might think it. You might. It's like the pass from Matt Cross. Like, dude, there's nothing I can do with that one. Uh-huh. But I've been on the receiving end where Rashad Brooks threw me a terrible alley-oop, and he looked at me and said, dude, I've seen you jump higher than that before. You know what I'm saying? And he was serious, and I was like, are you serious? So, okay. So what I'm saying is not being mean. This is just the savagery of high-level Division I. But you start pointing up. Like, I mean, the only reason Jalen Withers even threw that ball is because he knew if he didn't, he was going to have to listen to Malik. Which makes you make a bad pass. So when I say I see his influence on kids in situations like this, you can see it. So I watch these screens. I watch him get blown around three times. Blown around. Just blown around. I watch him in the post. I show Steve. Oh, okay, you good. I show Steve a post, one possession in the post. That kid, that center, what's his name?
Kirk, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That center had Steve in the kill zone mm-hmm. for about.
No, Malik.
Okay, Malik. Okay.
Yeah.
That center had Malik in the kill zone. And when I say kill zone, in the paint, dotted line, Malik's right behind him under the basket.
Yeah.
For pretty much the whole possession. And all the dude is doing is taking one step and sealing Malik.
Yeah.
I mean, just. Terrible positioning the entire position. Keep in mind, y'all, I'm telling you this.
Karnick. Sorry, I said Kirk. James Karnick.
I remember you said it yesterday, so yeah. I thought you had it on call. So I watched this. And again, I'm showing Steve and showing Nikki this so y'all know that I'm not just being that guy. And, okay, Malik is behind this guy. The shot goes up. The guy makes the most simple swim move.
Right.
Now, all of a sudden, he's inside of Malik.
He actually beat him well before the shot went up.
Yeah. So now he's inside of Malik. The ball, thank God, Withers comes down. And Withers almost goes over the back just to try to tip the ball out of bounds. Saves his rear end on that.
Yeah.
Which
still ends up being Boston College possession, though.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Like they get possession again. So. Yeah,
yes. So
it's bad. It's giving up a rebound almost.
Right. So, okay. So all the stuff I've named. Then Malik gets the ball in the post. And I'm using post air quotes because we're talking 15 feet off the basket. What does he do, Steve?
Oh, turn around? Yeah. Well, first off, he doesn't know where he's at on the court.
Yes, he's looking down. At
yeah, like, which he's about 3 feet inbounds, and he's looking back like he's almost out of bounds.
Like he's off balance, like yeah. He's getting ready to fall out of bounds.
He takes two dribbles like he's going to back the dude down. So then I got to be honest. I'm like, okay. Like Dre, you know how Dre is start with a guy and about you 3 feet out, yeah. And you know where he's going, and the guy can't stop him. Malik takes two dribbles and shoots a turnaround opposite shoulder. Fade. Not even a turnaround. Like, okay, I'm left-handed, so if I'm, you know, I'm up, what, off my right foot.
What did you call him? The second coming of Dirk?
Yeah, he was channeling his inner Dirk. And you said Patrick Ewing. Yeah,
worst shot you ever seen in your life.
Fade away.
17-foot fadeaway.
From a terrible angle.
From a terrible angle.
I mean, you couldn't, you couldn't have asked for a worse shot.
When I saw this series of plays, I'm like, I don't even want to post this.
Mm-hmm. No, because Louisville fans are smart. And when they see that, they're going to now start watching him. And we're going to start watching their games. Yeah, no, I know. You should. You should.
I'm going to post it.
But I'm saying, like, because you know, but I know I'm saying, I know why you don't want to.
The basketball player in me can't not, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to get this fixed. I want to get this fixed. And it's like one of those. I
do too, and I think they can.
Yeah, I almost like, it's got. I want enough people to feel what I'm saying just for future purposes.
Yes.
Purposes.
Yeah, because I watched Virginia the other night, and I'm like, could this team go out and beat Notre Dame in Virginia on Saturday, Monday? Yes, I think they could.
But you need urgency.
Will they? I don't know.
And the whole conversation about urgency is the way that kid blew around him,
mm-hmm.
and then blew around him, and then we shoot that shot, and the way he's screening, and it's like, Coach, I heard you say you need urgency. You need the guys to be less casual. And I'm like, that's the most... Malik, that was the most casual 3 minutes of basketball.
But I said it yesterday, too. I said in the one spot, I said, look, it's a 7-point game. Here he comes. Watch what happens. miss three, go down. You know what I'm saying? Get blown around, come back down, messed up on offense. You look up, I'm like, it's a three-point game. You got to get him back out of the game, man. Like, I don't know what's wrong, but something's not right.
That those possessions were.
Look, if he don't, and here's the thing. If you try to tell me, well, Matt Cross got an attitude, so some of them don't like Matt Cross. Listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not kicking the guy off who has enough stones about him to do a little something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not kicking. I said this the other day because somebody said, well, I think Matt Cross is the problem. I said, well, if Matt Cross is the problem and there's 13, if Matt Cross has an attitude and there's 13 guys on that team that can't take care of it, then the 13 guys are the problem, not Matt Cross.
Ooh. Bobby V made a reference yesterday. I listened to that for 6 minutes. He said, I don't know who the baseball guy was, but I heard a quote. It made me think about what you just said. He said, your baseball team, what did he say? Eight guys love the coach, eight guys hate the coach, and eight guys are in the middle. And he said, the thing is to keep the eight that are in the middle away from the guys that hate the coach. But that was off the conversation of people that hate the coach, people not playing.
Yeah.
Or pointing fingers.
Right.
Everybody else is out there just like, Ellis, like, hey, coach, how do I get in the game?
Yeah.
This is what you got to do. Okay, boom.
Yeah, because you want to know what I see? When I look at social media, do you know who I see Matt Cross interacting with?
I'm listening.
Ellis. Sidney Curry. Like, these are the guys I'm like, I'm like, okay. So then.
And they play the hardest.
Whoever's saying that is one of the ones that probably needs to be gone.
So, right, or does not have the proper attitude.
Yeah, and I'm just using names here. Yeah, but like, okay, if Malik's got a problem with this guy, you know what I'm saying? But this guy, all the guys that are out there balling, Mason Faulkner and all them are drawn to this guy, then give me this guy. You're the problem, not him.
You pointed out the look on Sam's face when Sidney got that and
one. Yes, did you see that?
I mean, I noticed the fastest pickup happened when Matt Cross shot a three-pointer and got fouled.
Mm-hmm.
The fastest group pickup.
Yep.
Was on that yes. play. In my mind.
Yes.
Yep. From, like I said, y'all, we can go back and watch the game together.
Yeah.
But that's what I saw.
I know. So I'm like, we're looking in the wrong direction there. If you
Leo, go ahead. Leo, thanks for hanging on so long, my man. Fire away.
Oh no worries. It's your show, Marcus. I'll hang on as long as you want me to. There's a lot to unpack there, and it makes me think about why I called for my original point. And I'll add to what you said. There's a difference between being a captain and being the alpha dog out there. And you're hearing, I think it was Steve that mentioned, you know, who's following who. I'm hearing a lot of alphas in those three, four guys. Because you see that on the court, you know, between those players, getting in the lane, diving for loose balls. And one thing I wanted to mention, and I wanted to get your expertise take on this, Marcus, is why Jalen played so much better. And everybody's like, you know, here it is. It's finally, where's it been all year? Well, what I think where it's been all year is because now you got a real big center, strong, on-the-block guy in that paint. And one thing I'll mention, that highlight where Curry, he gets the ball, double team rotates over, right, from the weak side.
Mm-hmm.
He goes up between them, lays it in, gets a foul. You know, he flexes. And in my mind, you know, that's where, you know, Jalen's, you know, can flourish because when he moves over to the four, now you got that guy down in there that demands that attention. He demands that double team, which takes the pressure. Instead of the five with the guy you mentioned, you know, being, well, the blocks to him is 10 feet away from the basket or, you know, doing fadeaways from the three-point line. And when you got players like him, Sidney, and Mason, who's getting it in the lane, seven assists, kicking it out, you know, drawing fouls or whatever, or even, you know, L, who takes it down in there, it makes everything better in my mind. And I wanted to get your thought on that, you know. And should they – I've heard people say you can't sit, you know, I love that, you know, the Bobby Knight, you know, like, bench retains ass.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't you sit Malik? I don't care. Oh, he can't get over it. He won't be able to take it. Hey, there's 12, 13 other guys. You know, this is Louisville. It's not University of Malik. So I wanted to get your thoughts on all that. And all three of you, you have a great weekend. It's always great talking
same,
to you.
Same to you, man. I'll say this.
Ass meets bench. Bench retains ass.
Listen. Also, I agree with your point, but here's the thing. It's not the position. I know what you're saying, and I know why you're saying that as far as the position. You know, I'm not doing a position game with Jalen Withers because it's not his game being good or bad. It's not position centric. I'll say that, you know, again. We come to this team. Malik is our leader. Jared West is our leader. We pretty much do what Malik and Jared West think we should do.
Mm-hmm.
Coach backs up every time they're coaching us. So in practice, all we see is Coach saying Malik is doing what he's supposed to do. Malik knows what he's supposed to do. So, what you've just witnessed a little bit of in something like Jalen and Sam is, I'll give the crowd credit for this too. There's a difference between cheering for somebody who makes a good shot and roaring for people who make plays
you heard
with
it.
Their heart.
You heard it, man. The crowd did their thing the other night. Probably because Jeff Brom was in it, but like, but they did their thing the other night, man.
When Sam dunks this ball mm-hmm. the other night, okay. When Curry dunks this ball the other night, like stuff like this, and when Jalen sees that up close, now Jalen's brain says, maybe there's a different way,
yeah,
to do this stuff besides doing like Malik
mm-hmm.
and trying to get the foul and floppy, kind of doing the floppy, you know what I'm saying? Because I told you, you saw when L. Ellis was emulating Jared West. Yeah. I knew why. I said it early in the year. I said, Steve, he's taking things from Jared West. Jalen Withers has been taking things from Malik. But seeing Big Sidney do what he did, now I got a little more juice if I'm Jalen. I'm like, damn, they loving him already.
Uh-huh.
Now if I'm JJ Trainer, now if I'm Roosevelt, I'ma get in the game and I'ma play like Sidney.
Mm-hmm.
I'ma power somebody. I'ma make sure I get a dunk. They've watched Sidney go from 0 minutes to get Malik in the game. I mean, get Sidney in the game.
Oh, I know.
Almost overnight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
By playing the way he plays.
Yep.
Sidney didn't come in there playing like Malik. Sidney said, if I get my hands on the basketball, I'm putting it in and I'm going up strong.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to keep my man out of the paint. I'm going to rotate hard, but when I get this ball anywhere near the basket, I'm getting something going to the basket or I'm getting a foul. It's game point on street court.
Well, you mentioned it the other day. I mean, man, you can go back and listen to Sidney when he power dribbles.
Oh,
on that AM1, man. I mean,
he goes, just,
like, you can hear he's about to explode mm-hmm. through somebody, man.
He uses the motion that I've been begging for. The reason I said Malik and Jalen can't jump is because they're looking up when they're jumping.
Mm-hmm.
To jump, you have to duck your head.
Yeah.
That's why he ducks his head now. Your whole back.
Oh, yeah,
and thighs,
you load.
Yeah, you uncork. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, you can't dunk. You can't jump high when you're, you know what I'm saying? If anybody tries to go home, look up in the air, and try to jump, you're going to be all off balance. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But if you look down and then explode, you know, go find a rim once you get up there. Like, y'all kids can jump.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you're looking at the guy who's going to foul you.
Sure.
Or looking at something else, Sidney don't.
No, I agree.
You don't have to be looking up. Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Lawrence.
Yeah.
What's good? What's good, man?
You good?
Yeah. What's up, Steve? Marcus.
Chilling.
What's up, buddy?
Is that the reason why the guards are afraid to squeeze the ball in the post because of Malik's bad hands? Because it's been time where Curry and Willis be open in the post, and the guards are refuse to feed them in the post, even on cut to the rim, because of Malik's bad play.
Lawrence, I appreciate the call. Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Possibly.
Possibly, yeah. I mean, it's I wouldn't feel comfortable feeding the ball in the post. I wouldn't.
Yeah. Before we go to break, I need to remind people of something really quick. We are on to the divisional round in the NFL playoffs, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with huge odds boost for new customers, counting down to Super Bowl 56. You can get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and get $280 in free bets if your team wins. If you're not a new customer, you can still get in on the action with divisional round same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL to get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5. Win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WLCL for 56-1 odds on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
Time to bring me my money.
Yeah. He's got a gaming pro $2,809 with it.
That was well
I could tell he was wanting to do something.
I was just saying, like, I wasn't sure. I saw your phone up there, and I was trying. Like, what's he?
I was like,
he's got something playing.
I was like, he's either going to play something or he's about to roll off this DFH. Or, and I'll remind people again of that in the second hour. Just wanted to get a couple of those in.
All right, that's cool.
Thanks.
Oh, that was a good read.
Okay. You grabbed the microphone like you had something to add as well.
Well, I guess we can do the pizza read later. No, I just I just wanted to make I got like turned around like with the reads we were
doing
there.
I was trying
No. I'm glad we got the DraftKings in there. That was good.
Because you haven't told me that there was one all week, so I blamed you. Quick commercial break, Middays with Marcus Maybe on 939 The Ville.
This is Drew Diener, and you're listening to 939 The Ville, live from the OPC Services Studio.
Hey, Card Nation, let's be honest. The real estate market in Kentucky is booming. And whether you want to buy or sell a home, now is the perfect time to do it. With interest rates at an all-time low and programs that can get you in a home for no money down. Want to learn more? It's simple. Just call Derek A. Stewart with Dream JP Pirtle. Derek is available virtually around the clock to listen, understand, and help you with all your realtor needs. So don't waste another second. Call Derek A. Stewart at 502-314-9868 today.
Here's what you missed on The Drive with Mark Ennis.
And I don't really know where I'm supposed to be mentally with this, with him and this team now for the rest of the season. Like, what do we want to happen, right? What's the expectation? When do we know perhaps that it's over? I mean, I listened to Drew and Blankenbaker this morning talking about who the new coach needs to be. Like, are we all already there? I'm not even disagreeing with that necessarily. Yeah. I'm just like, damn, we got there fast.
The Drive, weekdays 3 to 6 on 93.9 The Ville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maybin. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Nicky had that song in his head. I tried to give him a different song.
It's Meatloaf died, right?
Yeah, poor one out for Meatloaf. 75, I think. Yeah.
It's a good run.
I feel like
it's a good run.
I feel like we're one of, 10,000 radio shows that are playing that as a rejoin. But
I feel like...
But at the same time, you know...
Do you put this number... Like, I don't know. I feel like if I make it to 75, like, that's kind of like my... It's always kind of been like my cutoff number, like 75, 80. I'm like,
don't complain after that.
I won't complain after 75.
It's like the Mendoza line.
Yeah,
it's the Mendoza line of that was a good... That, you know, okay, we made
it. Dude, if I get 75 years on this earth, like... you know. Look,
I put that on everybody else, not me.
I believe in the afterlife. Yeah. So, like, I believe we have other things coming. Hopefully, right. Good for some. Not so good for some. Who knows? Depends on what you believe.
My emotional.
Or you just stay here. Right. I don't know. A lot of people believe. Purgatory. Or you come back as a tree. I don't know. Like that. You believe, whatever you believe, I just believe in an afterlife. Okay.
I put that line on everyone else. Like, if I put my empathy, my real empathy line before that. Like, you know.
Yeah, like 60s. You hear people dying in their 60s. Like, man, my dad's 60.
Right.
You know, it's like, golly. You know, like, that's not.
But when you hit 75, I'm kind of like, smile because it happened.
Yeah, I may even put that up to 80.
Move it up to 80, yeah.
Because I do think when you're in your 80s, it's like, there is a different number. And but
you know what made me rethink that too, Steve? I know what you're saying. We're not talking morbid like this, but when you say,
well, no, if you live a good life, then death isn't the
you retire at 65 means you got 10 years. You on the clock? That sucks.
Got a decade. Enjoy it, boys.
What you gonna do? With
you imagine? Decade? Yeah, if this was my decade, oh God!
Could you imagine the 65 year old Louisville fan who's probably like 68 now?
Yeah,
yeah. He was.
I'm going to die right before they put in NIL and, like, Louisville's project to get a top class, and then I'm going to die. I'm like, are you kidding me? Hope they suck.
Brian Brahms leading the.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I know. And my dying eyes see Jeff. Brian Brahms been hired as a.
The silver fox on the sideline.
No, listen.
Steve's back. Dad's back.
Get in here. Beep, beep, beep.
Just do a kip up like a Shawn Michaels.
And, of course.
Undertaker.
No, a kip up.
No, I'm saying Undertaker. From the bed.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, the Undertaker.
Oh, man. So, yeah, I don't know. But anyways, that was terrible. But
Steve made a joke one time, Nikki. I won't elaborate about the joke at all, but the premise of the joke was the worst ways to die. It's like the
oh, dude, no, oh, I'll tell people. Yeah, listen, no, I was in my car. Okay, all right. So Nick, it was back when we were doing the show over there. I pull in the garage, right,
in his own garage,
and I'm listening to Andy and Locke.
Okay. Old school midday. Right?
Yeah. So I pull in the garage, and just out of habit, I reach up and hit the thing.
I'm with you.
So as it's coming down, luckily, you know, my brain immediately, as it's coming down, it's starting to get, like, I realize I'm looking at my phone, I'm like, man, my phone's getting dark. And I look up and I'm like, oh, crap, you know? So, like, I immediately hit it, like, what am I doing? And I called Marcus, and I said, dude, can you imagine? What almost happened? I said this is the worst death ever. I'm sitting here in my car. The life is fading from me, and I'm like, man, he's feeling tired,
and he's killing himself.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
This is going down in the books as a suicide.
Yes,
and right. according to your afterlife rules, that'll keep you out of the afterlife.
so I'm looking, bad. And it's all I hear is like. You know, like
whatever was going on.
Well, UofL can't win anything, and they suck. And I'm just like locking Andy's voice in my ears, and I can't muster the strength to turn it off. And the last thing I hear with my dying breath is Locke and Andy
just crap making all fun over on everything.
And I'm
right.
just like, I was like, now
that was your escort into the afterlife.
I was like, now my wife comes out, finds me. Now Marcus is doing interviews. I'm telling Marcus, I see Marcus on Wave, like. Yeah, I don't know. He was always happy. I don't know what happened. Like, you know, like, and I'm like, you know, and I'm somewhere like, I didn't. It was like, in my last dying breath was Andy Sweeney and Lachlan McClain in my ears.
Now, would that have helped their ratings? Like, I feel like it might have.
Yeah, because maybe somebody had found him. Like, Steve was listening to him and just shut the door.
The coroner coming in better have got the time right. Otherwise, it was going to reflect on the V show. We put the time of death like 11:45 to 12:30, usually about the time the Valvanos stop eating sandwiches and do a conference call.
Oh, that's so funny, man.
I did that one time. I was on my way home. Like, it was just a long day. School, hockey practice, UPS, and mom and dad were out of town. I was still living at home at the time. And I put my Volkswagen Beetle, make fun of me if you will, my first car, parked it, and closed the garage. And I was like, I got the garage for once. Hell yeah. Parked it in there and was listening to, I think, ESPN 1000 back in the day. And I was nodding off while my car was still on. And all of a sudden, like, the one little, like, intern brain cell that, like, realized, like, hey, guys, you're about to kill him, like, ran up and turned the car off. And then I woke up, like, 15 minutes later with a closed garage and thankfully my car off. And I was like, well, that was pretty close.
Yeah.
I was just like,
that's terrifying.
I was like, whoa. I was like, I wasn't even thinking. I just, it was kind of just like, oh, man, you know. I'm really gassed. I'm tired. And I literally almost was really gassed. So
it's terrifying, though, man. Yeah. It's like, that's how quick, like, stuff like that can happen. That's why I'm like, oh, dude. So, yeah, it was horrifying.
I don't want to sound like yelling at clouds guy, but I do think occasionally, and look, a lot of this stuff is probably geared towards me, who's just a walking disaster half the time, but sometimes I feel like we're kind of nerfing society a little bit. It's like, do we really need this safety feature, this safety feature? You can't put a safety helmet on life. Hmm. That said, I do kind of think you need like a carbon monoxide thing in your garage. That automatically opens.
Did Nikki just say you can't put a safety helmet on life?
See, you guys have your assumptions about me because I have certain thoughts on certain things. But you know what?
It's funny because I thought the exact same thing. I was like,
it's called nuance, boys.
I know, Nikki. I can help myself.
No, I know. As I was
Nick's
saying,
like, do you got your N95?
I actually do. It's in my car.
So does my wife.
Dude, like a quick sidebar. Yeah. Those things are comfy. Like, I mean, I'm not gonna say that any of them are good, but it's like, you ever have that piece of like a jock strap that you were just what?
It's like wearing a jock strap on your face.
Thank you for saying that. But I'm saying though, it's when I was playing hockey, I got like a new jock strap and I was like, this is actually a comfortable jock strap as far as jock straps go. This is not bad.
So you're like, I hope something happens one day where it feels like I have to wear a jock strap on my face.
Look, here's another side thing. Talking about, like, after going off
or
on
you
a
can
thing.
Wear dangling off your ear like the president.
Don't get me started on that.
Chin diaper.
Chin diaper.
South Park. Haven't you watched South Park?
Chin diaper.
They're called chin diapers.
Or coach, North Carolina State coach, hey, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah, Keats.
Oh, Kevin Keats,
listen, the whole game.
Listen, me being...
Hey, what are you doing?
Look, my wife being a nurse, of course, who knows way more about any of this than I do. But, you know, of course, me watching the game with her, I'm like, look.
Right.
We're in the middle of losing. I'm like, so I'm angry at the team. So I'm taking it out on COVID. I'm like, look at him, Jerry. I'm like, look, he's got his mask on. He pulls his mask off to scream at his players, and then pulls his mask back over his face. What the hell is he wearing a mask, Charity?
She's like, babe, I'm not the one missing shots. I'm losing to Pittsburgh. Like, where's the NCAA at? I mean, that's got to be a violation. He started the game with a mask on. Now he doesn't have the mask on. Where's the NCAA? You would have gave us the death penalty for that. If you wouldn't let Carleek play because he didn't clear 1 hour early. So got an ass kicked by Wisconsin. I'm getting out of here, y'all. Quick commercial break. Midday's Marcus Maven on 99 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
CardNation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.